Tablet 14. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman. Genesis 2, verse 21 through 22. However, a further evolutionary process became necessary, the separation of each being into two parts. This occurred because each man was both male and female in one being. Therefore, it would not be attracted toward the great, the goal. So a separation of each took place, especially at the higher levels of the evolutionary process, higher plants, animals, and humans. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman. With this separation, a great feeling of not being complete is inherent in the human, and forces a man to search for the cause of his emptiness and dissatisfaction. The search to find the other half draws them even deeper and faster into the ocean of Maya. This helps the humans realize how weak they are. Through this process, man starts questioning the reason for being here, who he is, where he has come from, where he is going, and so on. This is the beginning of the attraction to the mystery of the universe and the basis for the human search in finding answers to these questions. This will lead him to the deeper level of his being and cause him to become more familiar with the world within. If he continues and is sincere and persistent, eventually he will be led to the reality that there is a superior power in this universe with definite laws to follow and many realities to understand. It is then that he will thirst to know the truth. And if he is sincere and willing to do whatever is necessary to gain it, he will know. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7:7. Intuitively, he knows that he was once perfect in the past, but some time ago he has lost one part of himself. With all these drives, his journey toward pure consciousness begins. Only when a human realizes his imperfection and feels the need of help from God will he be helped. At the time of reunion with his other part, when both become perfect, they will reach pure consciousness. When this happens, he will become a son of God, because he has overcome the forces of nature over his soul and is in the image and likeness of God. He will reach pure consciousness. Also, the separation of the consciousness into man and woman is a symbol of the separation of the lower and higher natures of the unit consciousness as lower and higher spiritual centers, chakras, in the humans. As the consciousness rises to higher spiritual centers, chakras, it reaches higher consciousness and becomes closer to being unified to its higher self and becoming one with God. This merging of two perfected parts, or lower and higher selves, and reaching pure consciousness, is the goal of yoga. Yoga means union. Unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. Genesis 3, verse 21. As the human fails and becomes more separated from God, a new evolutionary step is necessary. Up to this point, the human was more a mass of soul, unit consciousness, spirit, ethereal body, and psychic being than a physical being. He also had a direct relationship with the forces of nature, and he could manipulate these occult powers for his own selfish desires. The misuse of these powers brought a fall in morality, and humans started to use them for their mundane self-satisfaction. This affected man's environment and crudified the human more. They became more flesh. Did the Lord God made coats of skin and clothed them? They were given skin to cover the newly made flesh.